The Dally McCarthy Show is brought to you by Pope Family Dental. Pope Family Dental is located in the heart of Naperville, just off Jackson Avenue, across from Centennial Beach in downtown Naperville. Pope Family Dental is veteran-owned and operated. Dan, he's the nicest guy, so relaxed and gentle. You forget you're in the dental chair. And he tells the funniest stories. He really is the nicest guy around, and he's a great dentist. My five kids have all seen him, and they're very happy with him. That's a true testimonial. So go see the nicest guy in town. Pope Family Dental. Dan Pope, my kind of guy. The Dally McCarthy Show is also brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Start the new year off right by shedding holiday debt with DuPage Credit Union's 4.99% financing. So if you spend a little here and got an amazing deal there, save money with DuPage Credit Union's 4.99 APR shed debt offers. Other low rates and terms available. Deposits are insured to $250,000 per account by American Share Insurance. By member's choice, this institution is not federally insured. For credit costs and terms and to apply, call 1-800-323-2611. That's 1-800-323-2611. Stop by a branch office or visit DuPageCU.com. The Dally McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by J.W. Rule Landscape Services. J.W. Rule Landscape Services can serve you by creating and building a landscape that fits your house style and your lifestyle. J.W. Rule Landscape Services. And the Dally McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Belgio's Catering. They put the special in special events. Check out their website at www.belgios.com. The Dally McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Stifel Nicolaus, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan's Steakhouse in downtown Naperville, featuring delicious mouth-watering steaks and tasty sides, along with that one-of-a-kind martini they call the Dally-tini. Bonnie Brown Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan. Naper Settlement, make Naper Settlement a stop this weekend. Get away from all the hustle and bustle and... Well, now that we're done with the holidays, go and relax at Naper Settlement. They have the most beautiful historic homes to see and check out. You can check out their website at napersettlement.com for details. Or they do have a Facebook page. Click on that Facebook page for Naper Settlement. The Dally McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Mad Landscaping. You need snow removal? Let Mad help. Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. And, you know, I have always been taking lessons from Arthur Murray Dance Studio, and I have to tell you, it is fantastic. Go over there, ask for James. James is an amazing teacher, and I go there every week. James and I, a rug. Is that what they say? Cut a rug. He's a great dancer, and he really makes me look good. So I know that you will have the same luck as I had, and he will make you look very good dancing. The Chicago Marriott Naperville is one of my favorite staycations and places to be in Naperville. The American Club Resort in Kohler, Wisconsin. The Naperville Trolley and Tours Hop Aboard. The beautiful Naperville Trolley for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, bachelorette parties, and much more. There's always more fun and things to do on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Ah! I feel good. It's the Dally McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, guys. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dally McCarthy Show on Internet Radio. Happy New Year, everybody. It's a brand new year, brand new bunch of shows on the Dally McCarthy Show. We were off the last 2 weeks. Sorry you had to listen to reruns. They were pretty funny shows, I have to say. We picked some good ones. But we're back, and it's a new year, and we're really looking forward to the new year. We're going to have a lot of great guests. We're already booked through February with some really amazing guests. And if you have any story ideas or have someone interesting that you would like to hear on the show, feel free to shoot me a message on Facebook and let me know any of your ideas. I really appreciate them. The show airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10, and I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And we do welcome your calls. We try to get them in. You can try to call us. We'll try to call you today. We don't have any giveaways this week. Boy, we do give away a lot of things on this show, don't we, Beth? Beth is my producer, Beth Rivard. But if you'd like to call in, we'll try to get to your calls. The number is 347-945-7215. My guest on today's show, well, you know, yesterday was the king of rock and roll's birthday. So, of course, we've got the king on the show today. We've got Elvis. Elvis is in the building. No, I'm kidding. Well, someone close to that. Ronnie B. Elvis is going to be joining us in just a little bit. And then, how are you doing with those New Year's resolutions, huh? Did you have one to lose weight? Maybe you don't have weight to lose, but you want to get in better shape. You want to tone. How are you doing with that? Well, we have Carla Linda Mayer on with Reality Fitness in downtown Naperville. She'll be on a little bit to check in with all of us, see how we're doing with those resolutions, and offer us some tips on that. Don Portner with 360 Youth Services, one of my favorite charities out here in Naperville that serves all of DuPage County. She'll be on, too, the youth services and the impact and what they do in our community, the tremendous impact they make in our community. And they've got a chocolate festival coming up. They have this annual chocolate festival every year. I'm happy to say I've been a part of it every year. And I'm happy, even happier, to say the Dolly McCarthy Show is now a proud sponsor of the chocolate festival, which benefits 360 Youth Services. Who else do we have on the show? Oh, of course, we have my gal pal, our weekly guest, Michelle Lynn Gus, who gives us some good inspiration every week. We're going to be talking to her, and I'm pretty sure she's going to be talking about New Year's resolutions and keeping them alive. Lots of good guests on the show today, but first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, The Good Show on Internet Radio, and indeed, it is a good show. What a great break we had over here. My kids were off for not just 14 days. It had to be 16. Those last 2 days killed me because of the snow. If you're listening in other parts of the world, Chicago has been in a deep freeze for days, weeks, and the kids had Monday and Tuesday off extra days this week. So not only did they come off from the Christmas holiday break, but they got an extra 2 days, and those extra 2 days were so much fun around here. Let me just tell you. We had a great break. We did some sledding, but we didn't get to do that much sledding because it was below zero. It was just brutal here. But we played a lot of games, and it's really nice just to hang out sometimes and not have any plans, don't you think? So it was a good break. I hope you all had a great break yourselves. I'm glad the Christmas cookies are almost done. I think I might just dump them today. I don't think anybody's going to miss them. They're a little hard. We got to get off this sugar high. We really do. You know, it was so cold last week that last Thursday, my good friend Eric Smitty, for when I moved into this house back in September, he got me a really nice housewarming gift. I'll give you an idea of a great housewarming gift. Give someone the gift, and I'm not getting paid to say this. I probably should. We should contact Oberweis Dairy. But you know what? You all know me. When I like something and it's a good thing, I like to tell you about it. Oberweis Dairy is one of my favorite drinks. They have the best eggnog and chocolate milk ever. Anyway, so Eric, my good friend, for a housewarming gift, got me a home delivery service. So every Thursday, my milkman comes and delivers my milk. And you know what? It's pretty sad. He sent me a Christmas card. Come think of it. He gave me a Christmas card in the milk container a couple weeks ago. And you know what that is? That's a subtle way of saying, hey, tip me. I got to do that. But the reason why I didn't get to do that, really, was because the milks exploded in the carton last week. And because it was below zero, so when the milkman comes, it's about 4 in the morning. And by the time I get out there to get the milk, it's about 11-ish. And they're supposed to stay cold in there, but they really got cold. And they froze and exploded. So I have glass and milk all over the container. And I felt so bad because I thought, oh, I should have gotten it at 4 in the morning. But I called Oberweis and they said, oh, what's been happening to everybody? Just put the container out to the curb, honey, and we'll get you a new one. Aren't they? They were just fantastic about it. So that's how cold it was. My Oberweis dairy milk froze within hours out there and exploded. Thank God it was in an enclosed container. There was a funny Facebook post, too, I want to share with you guys. I actually shared it on my Facebook page. It said, you know it's cold outside when you go outside and it's cold. I thought that was hilarious. You had to see it. You had to see that Facebook post. It was a funny, funny one. So lots of snow, very cold around here. And, of course, a shout-out to my new neighbors who made the effort, came over, and snowplowed my driveway and walkways. They are just the best. And I have to do a shout-out to my son, Jimmy, my 17-year-old, who, without even asking, went outside and shoveled a couple days out of the 16 days that he was home. So I feel very blessed. I have a very good boy. I did train him right, almost. All right, you know what? Yesterday, it was Elvis's birthday. Do you remember where you were? Not on Elvis's birthday, but we all kind of, I bet you a lot of you remember where you were when you found out that Elvis passed away. I remember jumping on, I was so young, I remember jumping up and down on my parents' bed. They had a European king-size bed, and, you know, I'm one of 14 kids, so I think there were 11 of us on the bed having a pillow fight, just jumping up and down. And then we heard the news over the 9-inch black and white Sony TV in my parents' bedroom. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. And I actually was sad because that, you know, Elvis was my first crush. And now I've got a crush on Ronnie B. Elvis. All right. Welcome, Ronnie, to the show. Hey, Ronnie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, Ronnie?
Hey, Elvis. Maybe I should call you Elvis. You're in character. I can see. I can hear it now. Ronnie.
Oh,
Ronnie is an amazing Elvis.
I'm not supposed to do that. Pardon me.
You're amazing. We've got to come out and see one of your shows. Ronnie's been inviting Beth and I to his shows for the last month, but we've been missing them. One of them was because of a snowstorm. But
yep.
You're going to be playing. You're going to be out this weekend, aren't you? There's some shows this weekend.
Yep. Yep.
Where are they?
Damn. Sorry.
No swearing allowed on this show, Ronnie. I'll have to cut you off.
I said damn. That wasn't bad. Okay. Anyhow. It's actually on. I don't have it right in front of me. It's on. It's Cumberland and. You know, I can't.
Belma? That's my old neighborhood. Cumberland sounds familiar. Cumberland on the northwest side of Chicago.
Forget about it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
At this particular point, I'm not going to go run and get the address, but it's called the Northwoods Lounge. On Cumberland, between the expressway, excuse me, and
the Kennedy, yeah,
yep, and Gunnison Lawrence, they call it there. I don't know.
Yeah, that's Northwest Side. It's right on the border of Park Ridge. So the Northwoods Lodge or
yep,
Lounge.
Northwoods Lounge, Chicago. All I got to do is go to my website, and they'll see what's all about.
Well,
yep.
I know, you know, how long have you been playing Elvis? You've been on the show before. Yesterday was Elvis's birthday. What did you do yesterday for Elvis's birthday?
Oh, that's why I'm still trying to wake up. I was over in Cary, Illinois last night and doing a show there. Even though the other one got canceled in Niles because of the weather, well, bingo. And I am a commodity. Somebody goes, hey, can we do this? I said, yeah, we can do this. So that was over in Niles. That was over in Cary instead of Niles.
Whereabouts in Cary? Where? That's about an hour away from here, at least.
The maple tree? Maple tree. It's called the maple tree.
Good crowd out there. So were you singing? And can you give us a sampling of what you did last night?
Oh, heck yeah. We had a ball. Yeah.
Are you going to sing for us, Ronnie? Ronnie B., Elvis?
Oh, my God, man. Do I have a voice left? What do you want to hear?
Hey, you know, I think I booked you on this show before they booked you in Cary, Illinois. You're not, and you can't even, you won't even sing for me?
I will. Well, what do you want to hear, baby? What do you want to hear?
Well, let's see. What was Elvis's yesterday? Yesterday I was anchoring on SEAL TV, and we were talking about Elvis and his first hit. Nuts! Now I can't remember it. His first hit.
Oh, his first hit was with his ma. His first hit. By the way, I'm giving a shout out to my mother. It's the craziest thing. It's real. My mother was born on January 8th. Okay. And I had a fantastic deal with her yesterday. She made her 89th life on this world, okay? And that was fantastic.
Your mom's birthday? Is that Elvis's birthday?
Oh, yeah. Ain't that crazy?
Wow.
Yep.
Does that have anything to do with why you became an Elvis impersonator?
Who the hell knows? Oh, I'm sorry. Who the heck knows? Yeah, anyhow, let me see. What do you want me to sing? Let me think. And I'm not in character right now. It's just me. Anyhow, let me think.
All right. Now I'm going to tell everybody Elvis is now here. Elvis is now here. Ronnie's gone.
No, I am here. Love me tender. Love me true. All my dreams fulfilled. For you know that I love you, Dolly, and I always will. I say, love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my Dolly, I love you, and I always will. How's that, baby?
Oh, my God, fantastic. Yeah, it's true. Now I have a crush on Ronnie B. Elvis. You sound just like him. I love it.
Who's that?
Ooh. Yes, that's right. You're Elvis now. So, Elvis, you're 79 now.
Good facelift, huh?
I think I've asked you this before, Ronnie B. Elvis. What really is it like for you when you go out there impersonating Elvis? Do you feel like sometimes the way people act towards you, do you get a taste? I shouldn't say you feel like the king. I mean, maybe you do, but do you get a feel for what the king wants?
Once in a while, yep. Once in a while, it does get like that. It's like, dang. You know,
ladies,
like,
take it easy. Ladies throw themselves at you and everything?
Yep.
Do they?
Yep.
You got any stories to tell about that? What's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you?
What? Craziest thing that ever happened to me, let me think.
During a concert.
Huh?
It doesn't have to be involving women, but, you know, I guess. Any indecent proposals? Oh, boy, this is the morning show. What am I doing?
Yeah, cuckoo, too, you know? Anyhow, well, yeah, I've had people pull up my clothes.
Yeah, really? Is that why you give away all the scarves then? So they're not pulling on you?
I don't know, man. It's just what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So tell us, so this weekend, you're playing where? Again?
I don't have it right in front of me. It's the Northwoods Lounge. It's over on Cumberland. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be going ahead and doing kind of commercial stuff, so I don't really know the address. All you got to do is go to my Ronnie B. Elvis Facebook, and you'll get the address right off of that.
All right. Ronnie B. Elvis.
Hang on. Whoa. I just heard that. Well, since my baby left me. don't start with me, man. Don't give me up, man.
You got the floor. Come on. I just got a little background music for Elvis.
Whoa. That's a good one. Well, since my baby left me, I've been alone. I'll take a walk down the lonely street. Heartbreak will deal. And maybe so lonely, baby. So lonely. Yeah.
What time is the show Saturday, Ronnie B. Elvis?
That'll be 9 o'clock, going to 9 at 12, over at Northwoods Lounge over
On the Northwoods side of the show, right off the Kennedy Expressway. And you know, it sets at 9, so why don't you all go to my buddy Tony DiBalsamo's place on the Northwest side. It's called Capone's. Fantastic Italian food. We know the king loved Italian food. You didn't all just eat those. You didn't just eat those peanut butter banana sandwiches, right? What else? What was his favorite?
Oh yeah, thank you. You know how to make a good. Wait a minute, hang on. Do you know actually how to make that sandwich?
I do. I make it on my panini presser.
Get out of here.
I do.
Okay. Well, it comes down to his. You got. You know the regular grilled cheeses, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the way Elvis used to have old girl do it for him. So what you do is you fry up. I'm nuts. And you fry up the crust, you know, to the bread. Okay. And at that particular point, you put the peanut butter on each side. You put the doggone. You put the doggone bananas on there. And you make it just like a cheese, like a, you know what I mean, like a grilled cheese, and that's it. And you flip it this way, you flip it that way, and you make it just good with the peanut butter on it. And that's how he got so fat, man. But anyhow,
Ronnie B, we love you.
I love you too.
All right, Saturday night, go to Capone's for dinner,
so.
And then go see Ronnie B. He'll give you a scarf. You giving away free scarves Saturday night?
Oh, of course.
Elvis scarves. You'll sweat all over them first, and then we'll give them out. I'm kidding.
I like
the scarves. Anyway, we're going to try to make it, Ronnie, this time. I'm going to really try.
I would hope so. Hey, by the way, you know Jim Peterick. I know Jim Peterick.
I know Jim.
You don't know. I know Jim Peterick from the days gone by. But then it wasn't me doing Elvis. He knew me when I was, hanging out with the Buckinghams and what have you. Yeah, I know Jimmy. He's a good man.
Yeah, he's been on the show a couple of times already.
He's a good man.
But he hasn't.
Hey, guess
I
what?
Think you and Jim Peterick have been on the most, besides Chris Herrera, my friend Chris Herrera.
Listen to me. If you show
I'm
up,
listening.
Please bring me a mug so I can take a picture with you.
Oh, my coffee mug? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
I'll bring you one. As long as I get a scarf.
God bless.
An Elvis sweaty scarf.
All right, honey. All right. Good night.
Ronnie. All right. Ronnie B. Elvis. Happy birthday, Elvis. And Ronnie, we're looking for. Keep up what you're doing. Everybody loves the king. And you're fantastic. You sound so much like him.
Don't be cruel. Well, maybe we can sing it. Can we sing that together before we sign off? Hold on.
What do we want to sing?
Ready?
Take a song.
One,
what song?
Two. No,
what
we're
song?
Going to do Don't Be Cruel. Hang on. One, two, three. Ready? Don't be cruel.
Be cruel.
Where are you? And I don't want no one I love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Hey, darling. All right. I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so
Elvis.
Much.
Elvis has left the show now. We love
right.
you, Ronnie B.
Elvis.
All right, you guys,
God
check
bless.
Out his Facebook page. Did you say God bless
Take
you?
Take care now.
Oh, I love that. He said love God
you.
Bless Bye-bye. You. Achoo. Ronnie B. He's hilarious. You know, I can always count on a nice, long love letter from Ronnie B. on Facebook. Keep writing, Ronnie. He knows what I'm talking about. We're supposed to have Dawn Portner with 360. Is she in the house? Hey, Dawn. I'm moving along.
I'm here.
You know it's the Dolly McCarthy
it's
Show.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thank you, Dan Ponce from WGN News, for that lovely tune that he put together. It seems like everybody at work now wants to sing a song now that Dan's on it. But, you know, Dan got it first. So, all right, we're moving along. From Ronnie B. Elvis to Dawn Portner with 360 Youth Services. Hey, Dawn. Good morning.
Hi, Dolly. How are you?
Fantastic. Are we selling
you don't want me to sing, do you?
I was going to say, if we're celebrating anything special, let me know. We can put on a birthday tune. Would you like to make a request? I've got my iTunes up and running today. We've got a lot of Elvis stuff here. What's your favorite Elvis song?
Oh, God, Don't Be Cruel, probably.
Oh, God. Is it because you were just listening to it? We were just singing it.
No, I wasn't actually, no, but that's probably one that comes to my mind the quickest.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so many good ones. So many good ones. You know, he was my first crush. Okay, enough of that. Let's move on. Okay, Dawn, 360 Youth Services. Let's tell everybody, people who are listening that are not familiar with 360, there's a big chocolate festival coming up. We're going to tell you all about that. That's the benefit 360. But first, if you've never heard of 360 Youth Services, Dawn Portner, who's special events and marketing coordinator for 360, is here, and she's going to tell us more about it. So, Dawn, tell us
about
360.
Or do you want to talk about Chocolate Festival?
We're going to talk about that next, but for those that are new and, you know, have never heard of 360, I've talked about it many times on the air. In fact, you know, I was over at the Mercedes dealership because there was a great fundraiser going on over there. I stopped over there and ran into Scott McKay, and we were on the air. We were talking about 360 together last week.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
On the air, on the radio, it was kind of funny. But no, let's, you know, for those that are listening that are not familiar with 360 and all the great things you guys do, would you fill us in?
Sure.
Fill them all in.
Well, 360 Youth Services has been serving the western suburbs for about 45 years. And what we do is provide life-changing services to youth and their families through our prevention education programs, through our counseling programs, and through our housing and shelter programs. And we have a group home for boys, 13 to 17-year-olds. We have a transitional housing program for homeless young adults. And in that program, it's for men and women 18 to 22 years old. And it's for young adults who just need that extra push to get back on the right track. So they come to us and can stay to us for about a year and a half to 2 years. And we help them get employment. We help them with education. We help them with just learning life skills and just kind of help them and point them in the right direction. It's a very successful program for us. We've been doing the women's program for about 5 years and the men's program for about 15 years. And then our prevention education programs, we touch pretty much every child in District 203 and 204 in Naperville from sixth grade on to senior year of high school. And we talk about how those kids can make positive choices with drugs and alcohol. And what we find is that kids do make a lot of positive choices. And we have a counseling program that is second to none, and it's on a sliding scale fee, but also we accept major insurance companies as well. And we also have a lot of parenting seminars. And so we're out there just trying to help people who need some help sometime throughout their lifetime and trying to be positive in this community. So, and we change along with the needs of the community as well, which I think makes us separate from a lot of different organizations in Naperville and in the communities that we serve.
You sure do. I've been watching you. I've been a friend of 360 for many, many years, and
yes.
I also have seen the tremendous impact you've made in the school districts, as you said, in District 203 and 204, with serving the youth in our community. And you know, it's just been there's also the Snowball. You guys are also,
right.
You've created that, and that is for, isn't that for the high school kids?
It is. It's a weekend retreat that is actually driven and run by the teens with adult supervision. And I know personally my daughter was in that program for about 3 years, and it definitely changed her life. And it's another one of those programs where we teach leadership. We talk about drugs and alcohol prevention, but we also talk about just the programs and the problems that our kids are facing every single day of the year and how they can get through those problems and make positive choices. But also, you know, it's teens. It's driven by teens for teens. So that's what makes it work, is that they work with each other to try to get them through the daily struggles that they face every day.
Mm-hmm. Our intern over the summer, I won't say her name to protect her, but, you know, she couldn't say enough great things about Snowball. And she goes every year.
You.
And I always
yep.
see her posts on Facebook, too. And she goes back to, a lot of times she'll reference her the close friends she made at Snowball. Those are lifelong friends now for her. I can totally tell.
It is. It changed my daughter's life, and it's made her into the person that she is today. And I mean, I can't, you know, obviously from a mother's perspective, I can't say anything but positive. But just from a perspective from an agency too, and seeing just the effect it has on kids' lives, it's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, 360 Youth Service is like the safety net out here in the north, in the southwest suburbs. You know, there are a lot of agencies and different groups out there doing similar things to what you're doing, but you really do, you really are thorough and encompassing, and you're just the safety net of it all.
Great, thank you. And that's what we try to do. We know that, you know, in everyone's lives, they're going to have to sometime reach out for help. And we just hope that, you know, we can help them in maybe a small way, maybe a large way, but just know that we're there to help no matter what the issue is. So, and we try to work with other agencies as well. You know, we can't do it alone. And we work with a lot of different agencies in Naperville so that we can help one person with different problems. You know, so it's not just like they have to come to us and that's the only person you're ever going to talk to. We try to reach out to get the person, get our client the help that they need so they can be successful. And that's what the most important thing is.
Mm-hmm. And now, you know, it's not easy to run an agency. You're serving so many youths and families. It's not easy, and you need a lot of money. And with the state cutting back on grants, I know you guys took a huge hit a few years back.
Yes.
And so you really do rely on your fundraising. You have an auction every year. I'm aware of that. I was honored to be an MC for that a couple of years in a row.
Thank you.
And then the Chocolate Festival, that's another big fundraiser. So we want to let you all know about this festival. It's coming up next weekend, January 18th. It's Saturday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, Don, tell us, where is it going to be held this year?
Well, it's at the Freshman Center at Neuqua Valley High School, which is just
in Naperville,
east of Route 59 in South Naperville, off of 95th Street. So if you know where the 95th Street Library is, it's directly behind that library. So it's easy to get to. The event runs from 10 to 4. It's a $7 fee for adults 18 years and older, $5 for seniors, $4 for students 6 to 17 years old, and kids under 5 are free.
So very inexpensive, fun festival. It's a great way to spend a Saturday when it's below zero, but I guess we're going to be having a warm-up.
I hope so. I hope so. Usually this event is always held when it's about 35 below zero, but the last couple of years we've been very lucky, and we're hoping it's going to be about 35 above. That's our goal, so.
Well, I've gone with my kids for quite a few years now, and we've been there the entire day. You can spend the entire day there, and then you go home on this chocolate, in a chocolate coma.
You do. I mean, the moment you walk in, you smell chocolate. I mean, it's a day-long festival of chocolate and family fun. But it's an event that, you know, we have live entertainment all day long. We have dance groups and we have martial arts, and, you know, we have a, you know, kids cabaret from Naperville is going to come in and do some entertainment for us. You know, at the end of the day, we have a big cookie stacking contest, which is always fun.
Oh, we did that last year. That is a blast. That
you did.
So
I think we sat next to each other when we were trying to knock over each other's cookies, I think, so, you know, to see who was going to win and who wasn't. But we have two full days, or full day, I should say, one full day of demos. We have an adults in the kitchen demos, and we have kids in the kitchen demos. And the difference between the two is that with the kids work along with the chef. And we even have some kids doing demos, and they could work along with the other kids. So it's a, you know, it's a fun-filled, packed day of chocolate and family fun. So we have a kids' activity room. We have a sweet treats baking competition, which is getting bigger every year. And we have our most popular place, which obviously is our vendors room, where we have 14 vendors. About 13 of them will be giving out chocolate samples, and they come from different parts of Naperville and the surrounding areas. So I hope we have something for everybody to enjoy. And then Belgio's is there from Naperville, and they provide some normal food, some hot dogs and beef sandwiches
food.
And that kind of thing. So you can stay
Belgio's
all day.
Catering.
So we give you that chance to be able to stay all day and enjoy the fun.
Yeah, so in between all those chocolate bites, you can have some solid food so you're not you know, in that chocolate coma that I am in every year when I leave that place.
Yes,
but
exactly.
I totally understand. I love the entertainment room. It's this big, one of the gyms at Neuqua Valley High School you have, and there's the bounces are in there, and they had a, I think it was a clown with, you know, making these balloons
yes.
Shapes, and then the really cool thing was, like you said, the martial arts guys were there, and the kids were able to break boards. Are they going
right.
to do that this year again? Oh,
I believe so. I know he's going to be there for the family entertainment, and I think we're just trying to secure him for that room. But we also have our sponsors in there, too. So it's a great place to come, and like I said, the kids can eat chocolate, but then they bounce all day, and then the DuPage Children's Museum is there with some of their portable things that they do throughout the community. And the balloon people, like you said, and we have a few other people are going to be there. They're just there every year, and the bouncers and the games, and, you know, it's one of the loudest people we have.
Yeah, and tell us about those two rooms you have of chocolate demos for people that are wondering.
We do.
They
go on all day. They start at 11 and go to about 2:30. We have, for example, Andy Dinah from the Naperville Fire Department's coming in to do a demo with the kids. Carly Drohan, who's been our Sweet Treats winners for a number of years. Carly started with us, I think, when she was about 9 years old, doing demos. She's one of the best chefs I've ever tasted in my entire
life.
We've
had her on WGN, too, I think I remember.
Yes, she was on there last year and did a demo.
Very
she did
talented
chocolate
young
cake.
Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's been with us, and now I think she's almost a senior in high school. We have Terry Jacobs, who's a former Sweet Treats winner, coming in to do a demo for the adults. Terrell Cole from Dark Horse Pastries is coming in to do a demo. Veronica Porter, who some people know from the Naperville community, is coming in to do some a chocolate vegan parfait. So it's all over the board. I mean, we have a lot of different people that come in and, you know, just share their talents. And it's not always maybe that chef has been training for 20 years. It's a local chef's that have the same impact and do the same great work. So
yeah.
We try to mix it up a little bit and give a variety of different things that people can do.
And this festival has been going on for about 11 years, and part of the festival, one of my favorite parts, is the Sweet Treats Baking Competition.
Yes.
Now, if anybody...
You've been a judge.
Can,
I think you were a judge of that for there 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I was a judge, which was awesome. That's why I got into that chocolate coma, because you got to sample everything.
Yes.
And then
it's the only time when I can actually tell people yes or no for that. So that's the only time I can tell my boss no, because he always wants to be a judge. But that's an event that has been growing every single year. It's our 6th annual, and it's a competition, you know, between all ages. We have kids. They're separated from the adults, obviously, but we also have kid judges along with judges from the community. And they come in, and they taste whatever might be a cake, might be a brownie, might be a cookie, and then we just give away ribbons for the winners. But it's a competition that started 6 years ago with probably, I don't know, 10 to 15 entries, and now in our 6th year we're probably up to about 40. So it's a very fast-growing competition in the western suburbs, so we're very proud of the accomplishments that we've had with that competition.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's stiff judging there. I'm very picky about the winners there on that one. I have been anyway.
I have to tell you that that's probably something that, you know, people, the judges like yourself, I mean, they take it very seriously. And it's not something that, you know, they just come in, they do whatever. I mean, they take a lot of time for obvious reasons. I mean, people put a lot of work into what they're, you know, they're putting in for competition. And, you know, we've had a great group of judges over the years, and we changed that up too, just to kind of have a variety of different people, you know, come in. We do a judge's oath, you know, so they have to stand up and, you know, do a pledge before they start. You know, so it's serious on both ends, but also obviously it's a lot of fun too. So,
yeah.
And then the public can come in after we announce the winners and could taste a lot of all the products that the competitors have entered. So that's a lot of fun to watch that happen too.
Yeah. One of the best things about that Sweet Treats Baking Competition is the young bakers that get involved and enter into the competition. And, boy, when they win, to see that look on their face. And it really just gives them the courage to keep going. And, you know,
right.
it's very encouraging
right.
for them to keep baking. Right. And you see them, you know, the next year and the year after that. And
right. And then we've had a lot of our competition winners come back and do demos for us. So, which is kind of neat, you know. But then, like you say, when they get the ribbons, Mayor Prado is always nice to come and participate. And he takes his picture with every winner and anyone who wants a picture, obviously, with the mayor. But he's always very gracious to come and give up his time.
He'll be there again this
and,
year.
Yes,
he'll be there again.
He's supposed
this
to be
year?
There. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If you've never met our mayor, the mayor of Naperville, Mayor George Prado, here's an opportunity to meet him and take a picture with him. He is a wonderful man, quite the character too. You got to
yes.
see him. You got to meet him.
Yes. Yeah, we love
well,
him to death. So we wouldn't know what to do without
festival.
Him at our event. So.
Oh no, no, family fun and chocolate. Two and two, the two go great together. Okay. Family fun and chocolate. Come on down Saturday, January 18th, to Neuqua Valley High School. Actually, that is the high school for some of you that listen in other parts of the country, in other states, and other parts of the Chicagoland area. Evan Leifschick graduated from Neuqua Valley High School. It's going to be over there at the Freshman Center in South Naperville from 10 until 4 next Saturday, January 18th. Only $7 to get in. Chocolate samples, free samples, and these chocolate demos, and don't forget the cookie stacking contest, folks. That was a blast. John, thanks so much for being on the show, and I'm so proud to be Dolly McCarthy Show to be a sponsor of this event. And what other fundraisers do you have throughout the year? So if someone can't make the Chocolate Festival, they can mark their calendar for a future.
Well, first of all,
event.
Thank you for having us on. We do appreciate it. And thank you for, like you said, being a sponsor. We have a lot of great sponsors for this event, and thank you for participating. But we have our annual Spring Ahead Run, which this year we're going to add a theme. So it's our Let's Celebrate Mom, and it's going to be held on Sunday, May 4th at Calamos Investments, just north of I-88 in Route 59. And then we have our annual auction, which we talked about a little bit, which is going to be held on November 7th. At the Marriott in Naperville. So we have three major events throughout the year, but then we do a lot of different events, you know, with different agencies throughout the year too. So we're always busy and always full of fun, but, you know, we're doing it for a reason, and that's just to, you know, keep the programs and services that we have going. So we,
yeah.
like you said in the beginning, we couldn't do it without the fundraising. So
fantastic.
Thank
John
you again
Porter,
for having us on.
Keep up the great work. Forward to seeing you next Saturday at the Chocolate Festival for 360 Youth Services.
Thank
have
you very
day.
Much. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Don.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, how is everybody doing with those New Year's resolutions, huh? Did you make a resolution to lose those last 10 pounds? Did you make a resolution that you're not going to be complaining anymore about losing those 10 pounds? You're going to do it finally? Well, we have an expert on the show today. Carla Linda Mayer, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
Dolly,
how
what
are
you doing to me, having me follow up with the chocolate and the peanut butter sandwiches?
Oh, you heard Roddy. I know. Let's get everybody in a chocolate banana coma, and then we'll make you all go work out at Reality Fitness in downtown Naperville. No,
exactly.
Perfect. You're just perfect. Moderation, right? Isn't that one of – I know
That's
you're
right.
going to talk about that, right? It's not about
yes.
cutting everything off, but moderation. Okay, I shouldn't be giving the advice. That's why I have you on the show. So we decided that, you know, this is the time of year where people make resolutions, and most people make a resolution to lose weight, let's face it. So Reality Fitness in downtown Naperville, the good folks over there, and Carla, thanks for being on the show. Let's talk first.
Yeah.
Before we get into resolutions, I want people to hear your story because you've got quite a story to tell.
Well, it's, you know, I think it's what helps me do what I do and do it with some credibility, too. I have always struggled with my weight growing up. I grew up here in Naperville, and so always, you know, just had a lot of extra weight, and after I had my kids, it became even more. So this is about 7 years ago, for the third time, I lost 125 pounds. And I say for the third time because what the difference is, and that's the reason I'm doing what I'm doing at Reality Fitness, is that I don't think I ever made it a lifestyle change before. I lost the weight a couple of different ways, and then I always thought, okay, good, that's over with. Now I can move on and enjoy life, but really didn't take on any of the habits. And so this last time when I lost the weight,
so you gained
really
it all back after those. Those
I did.
First two times, you always
yeah.
get it back.
And you
which
swear
you hear
you're not
very
going
often.
To.
Mm-hmm. You hear that very
yeah.
much a lot. Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, and that's, you know, I think what I'm most proud about this time is it's been about 7 years, and I've kept it off, and I continue to make, you know, good health a big part of my life. And
so it's
I
not
encourage
just
others,
finding,
too.
So it's not just losing the weight, it's really changing your lifestyle, which I think most people today get, and that is what it is. There's no plan that you go on, then you're off. It is really a continuing day in and day out lifestyle of being healthy. Is that right? So
yes, it really has to be. And I think you're right that we've done, you know, spent a lot of time going on the diets, and we still have a lot of crazy things that are out there, and there's always a new book about some, you know, fad diet that you want to get on. And I'm as guilty as anyone about wanting, you know, to look for that quick fix. But what I know now is that there just isn't. There just isn't a quick fix. It's all about just incorporating a different lifestyle. And like you talked about when you came on at first, it doesn't mean that I can't ever have chocolate or I can't ever eat pizza again. It's just learning how to manage my eating with moderation and then also following that up to make sure that I keep exercise as a big part of my life.
Mm-hmm. So what were some of, before we get into, you know, I know you've got some tips and some encouraging words for people to keep their resolutions alive, but really your weight loss journey and how it continues today, what is it that guides you, that every day do you look at food differently? What are key things that you have to remember every single day when you put something in, before you put something in your mouth or what you put in your mouth? What are some things that you can give our listeners some tips on?
Well, you know, one of the things that I've worked on is, you know, faking it till you make it. And, you know, and so I look at people in my life that I really, you know, inspire me and that I motivate me to do what I want to do. And so I may not always feel like it in my head, but sometimes I just have to go out and fake it and just go, okay, you are someone who likes healthy food, you like to exercise, and you know, and you go and you do sometimes the things that you may not want to do, but once you do them, it's, you know, you feel good and you become that person that at first may not, you know, be really who you are. I'm just reading an email from one of my clients. She emails me daily, but you know, she woke up, she wanted to eat crap is what she said on there. She, you know, and she said she stopped herself twice, had her healthy breakfast, and she's like, I feel great now, and now I can go out and start my day, and I've made plans to get out and exercise. So, you know, we struggle with it all the time. If it were easy, none of us would, you know, need to have the help that we need. Mm-hmm. But it is just setting your mind to it and then going out and making that a commitment for yourself.
Mm-hmm. You're so right about that. It is half of it is mind, definitely your mind, tricking that mind, like you said, faking
it. Yeah.
Because I've been guilty of that. You wake up and, well, especially around the holidays, I would have a cup of tea and I'd have a gingerbread man cookie. That would be my breakfast.
Of course.
And that sets the path for the rest of the day. It can. And it has.
Yes.
But I've noticed just lately, because of my New Year's resolution, it's the mind. So this morning I did fall back, and I had a half of a gingerbread man, just a half. But
okay.
I've already made plans that when I go out for lunch, I'm going to have that salad. I'm going to stick to that salad with some protein. And I'm not going to eat any more sugar today. Sugar is my downfall. Sugar is definitely my downfall.
Well,
so
yeah,
I think a lot of us
struggle with the sugar. And I think over the holidays, we're all, you know, fighting a little bit of withdrawal from it. But that's why, I mean, the way that you handled it is perfect because, you know, going in and having the half instead of the whole and then recognizing that, all right, so now at lunch I may make a little bit different choice than I might have made otherwise. But then it all balances itself out. And so then you can really feel good about how you handled it.
But I must say I did get up at 5:30 this morning and I went to the health club. I'm not bragging, folks.
Yay.
It doesn't happen every day. But it's true. You just have to, even though I blew it over the break, instead of just having that defeatist attitude, well, I blew it, there's no way I'm catching up, just start every day fresh. You know, I've found that mentally is what helps me get back on track. Because every day, even if I had a bad day the day before, just start over. just start over,
yes.
And you do feel better. So you, you've lost quite a bit of weight, and you've kept it off. How many years has it been since your last huge weight loss?
It's been 7 years.
Okay, so
and,
that is, you're definitely ain't going back. You're not going back to another big weight loss story. And you now own Reality Fitness.
I do.
You're the new owner as of March 2011. Boy, and you know, you still, even though you own a fitness company, you still have to stay on track. You still got to get up, folks, and work out.
Absolutely.
There's no slacking. Just because you walk into a health club doesn't mean you're going to lose the weight. So how do you, when do you fit in the time? That's a pretty challenging job. You're trying to get everybody else in shape. When do you find the time to work out?
Well, that's kind of the interesting part about it is because I have a personal trainer. So, you know, it's not that I can't put together my own program and exercise, but I know that for myself, I don't challenge myself the way that someone else challenges me. And so even for myself, I have a trainer that comes in and works with me because they're going to push me a lot harder than I would, and they're also going to keep me accountable. And so it's really, you know, one of the things that I decided when I bought Reality Fitness is that I was going to have to figure out a way to keep myself accountable. I came from a fitness club, and so it was really easy. I was in that environment with a lot of people, and so I could always find someone to go and exercise with, and so it was a little bit easier to work it in. But coming over here, you know, where we're a very private studio, I knew it was going to be a little bit more of a challenge to motivate me. So, so I've actually hired a trainer myself.
Wow. And you also have, I've been looking over some of the notes, you have group training as well for people that may do better in a group setting. And then you offer in-home personal training as well. So there's a lot of offerings here at your
We do.
Training facility.
We are starting some group classes January 20th. There's going to be, you know, a nice variety of classes that we'll offer throughout the week. So people can take advantage of that where they – and they're still small groups. Our groups here are going to be no more than 8 to 10. And so even though it's a group setting, it's still very small and personalized. And so we have the group classes, and then we have one-on-one training. So you can do half hour or hours. You can do partner training. We've got weight loss program that we're changing up a little bit. In the past, the weight loss program that we had was a six-week program, but I really feel like it's hard to make the changes that you need to make in 6 weeks. And so while we will still offer that for those clients that, you know, just need a little bit of a jump start, we are changing it up and offering a 12-week weight loss program also. So people can have a little bit more time to really get this to be part of their lifestyle. And along with that, we'll have weekly support groups. So not only will you have two sessions a week that you'll come in and work with a trainer, but we'll also have support groups throughout the week so that you can come in and meet with myself or Marge and talk about some of the challenges that we face, and then we can use each other to help, you know, come up with solutions.
Well, we're talking to Carla, who's a trainer and the owner of Reality Fitness in downtown Naperville. It's right on Jefferson in Main Street, isn't that right? And you can check out their website at www.realityfitness.com. There is a phone number. I will put that out there. Is this the number, or do you want to mention the number? I want to make sure I don't give it the wrong number.
Sure.
Go ahead and mention the number.
Yes, it's 630-357-7087.
Okay, we are running out of time. We got to get to Michelle and Gus, but we did promise that Carla would have some tips. So maybe you have one or two tips to keep everybody on track who's made those weight loss resolutions.
Well, you know, the biggest tip that I have is to really spend a little bit of time on yourself. And I think we spend so much time taking care of other people that we put ourselves last. And so I would encourage you, if you really want to make this resolution stick, that you look at your calendar and you set aside regular times to go get your workout in, and that you spend a little bit of time looking at what you're going to need to eat and making sure that you have the proper things in the house so that you don't find yourself, struggling with no choices.
Yeah, be prepared. You prepare for that presentation.
Absolutely.
At work. Be prepared. Prepare for yourself. Take time for yourself so you don't sabotage
yes.
your efforts there. Well, that's a really good tip. Any last bit of advice before I have to quickly get over to our weekly segment hosts, Michelle Lynn Gust, for our Good Inspiration segment, and she's going to be talking about New Year's resolutions as well. But, Carla, you've just been so wonderful to talk to.
Yeah.
It's so inspiring here, your story.
Well, I appreciate you allowing me to do it, and I encourage people who are struggling to just give us a call here, and we can set up a time for you to come in and see the facility, make sure it's something that you're comfortable with, and make sure that the trainer that you have is someone you're comfortable working with, and then we can see if it sounds like it's a good option for you.
Yeah. I've been to your facility. I actually went up there for cookies. Isn't that funny? During the holidays,
yeah,
you guys
nice.
Had cookies
and
up
chocolate.
There. Shame on you. No, I'm kidding. No, and it's a really cool facility. I really liked it. And you have to go up a huge flight of stairs. So it's a great to the big workout ahead.
It's part of your workout. Yep.
It's a great facility. Well, Carla,
thank
it was great
you
to
so
talk
much.
To you. Thanks so much for being on the show. Happy New Year to you. And I hope to see you,
too.
Very soon. I know you were asking for a mug, so I'll have to stop in and get you one of my Darlene McCarthy Show mugs for sure. So
I'd love that.
I will see you soon.
Thanks
so
much,
Charlie. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
All right. Happy New Year.
And,
bye-bye.
And now it's time for our Good Inspiration segment on the show. Michelle Lynn Gust is joining us now. And for those of you who made New Year's resolutions, and it's true, often we don't fulfill them. So Michelle has some tips of her own, too. Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Dolly. I have to tell you, I'm trying to remember that it's all relative and that the cold here in New Mexico is nothing compared to what you guys just endured.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We had, I think, 17 below was the coldest that we had. And I don't know if you heard me earlier in the show, my bottles of milk froze and exploded on the front porch.
No, I didn't hear that. I missed that. And a lot of these things will actually be things that Carla said. I mean, she had some really great advice. And typically, I think when people do talk about New Year's resolutions, that they think of weight loss. But really, to me, there's two things here. One is that you can make a resolution anytime, but it's just nice. You come out of the holidays. We've all been a little gluttonous, not just with what we're eating, but we sleep in, it's a busy time, but it's also a relaxed time in some ways when you hit after Christmas and things start to slow down. We're spending time with family, but then we hit the new year and you get a whole new calendar. It's like a whole new time to start over, and that's a great opportunity to do things. And I have to tell you, the other thing is I'm not a fan of January and February.
New Mexico?
No, not really, except the sun's out, so that's a good thing. And So what am I going to do in January and February to get ready for March when things really do start to turn warm? I think it's a good time because I believe that we're not necessarily as busy this time of year. It's winter, and there's not necessarily as much to do. So what are those things that we want to change about ourselves, that we want to accomplish and put off? And I'll throw something out there that I've been talking about doing for several years, and I finally was able to make a little headway on it, is that I've been wanting to take a painting. And for no other reason than my house needs some artwork, and I thought, why don't I just create it myself? But I didn't know really where to start. Had someone before I left Naperville, didn't work out. But my neighbor across the street, we were over there on New Year's Eve, and she's a painter. I was like, duh, I'll ask Anne to help me. So next Thursday, we're going to get together, and at least she'll be able to guide me on some things. And I have some health things, and they're not like huge things, but we just have a tendency to forget about these things. But I'll tell you one thing that I really want to do is grow my hair. My hair just doesn't grow. And I went to get a cut yesterday, and I said to the woman who cuts my hair, I said, what can I do? And she said, we need to get some biotin, the supplement, and that'll help. And so it's just, sometimes it's just little things that we do. But the key is that again, it goes back to moderation. You know, Carla was talking about that, and it's making sure we take the time for ourselves, that as well. But I think it's good you try breaking into small goals. And maybe you don't do one huge thing, but you do some smaller things for yourself. And once they become part of your life, then you can add some other things. You don't want to try to do everything at once.
Yeah.
Another thing, and like I said, I'm not doing anything huge.
You know, Michelle, we are running out of time, my friend. I'm so sorry. We only have like a minute left. And
say it's good to write them down, find rewards for yourself, and tell someone else to be accountable to, which are things we talked about. Any other change
like
you want to make in life?
Get someone to help you to be accountable, that's for sure. InspiredByMichelle.com, check out her website. My friend Michelle Lynn Gust, you're such an inspiration every week on the show. We will talk to you next week. Thank you so much for that. This week, we appreciate all your advice, and like I said, always an inspiration, my friend. And with that, now it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thanks again to all my good guests this week, and thanks to you all for tuning in. And hey, by the way, if you haven't already done so, like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook, share it with your friends, and follow the show on Twitter. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm Dolly McCarthy, and I hope you'll be back to listen in next week for another hour of the Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and good laughs. Happy holidays. Well, holidays are over. I meant to say Happy New Year again. Thanks for the greatest gift of all, your presence on the show. And thank you, and so long, everybody.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow.
Thanks for listening.
Wow. I feel good.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.